Good morning. It's March 28th, and this is your daily brief in U.S. news. Here's everything you need to know. In a tragic turn of events, the Francis Scott Key Bridge in Baltimore met a catastrophic fate after colliding with a container ship, resulting in the loss of at least two lives and leaving four construction workers missing. The incident has not only claimed lives, but has also sparked significant economic and safety concerns, thrusting the community and the nation into a state of mourning and reflection. The victims of this disaster have been identified, with two workers, a 35-year-old from Mexico and a 26-year-old from Guatemala, confirmed dead. The search continues for the four missing workers, whose nationalities span across Mexico, Honduras, and El Salvador, highlighting the diverse workforce affected by this tragedy. The incident has brought to the forefront the critical role of the Port of Baltimore, the nation's ninth-largest port, now shuttered, raising alarms about the economic ramifications of its closure. The bridge's reconstruction looms as a daunting task, with an estimated cost of $500 million. President Biden has stepped in, promising federal funds to aid in the rebuilding efforts, emphasizing the government's commitment to restoring this vital infrastructure. Meanwhile, the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers is deploying a significant response team to tackle the aftermath of the collapse. Authorities, including the FBI and the National Transportation Safety Board, NTSB, are diligently investigating the cause of the collapse. The NTSB's recovery of the ship's data recorder marks a crucial step in unraveling the events leading up to the disaster. This tragedy has also ignited a broader conversation about the safety of our infrastructure in the face of increasing sizes of cargo ships and the public's willingness to invest in preventing such catastrophic events. The community's response to this heartbreak was palpably felt at a prayer vigil held for the victims, underscoring the profound emotional impact of the collapse. As investigations continue and discussions about infrastructure safety evolve, the memory of those lost and the resilience of the community stand as stark reminders of the human cost of such disasters. In a significant turn of events, Disney and Florida Governor Ron DeSantis have called a truce in a dispute that had cast a long shadow over the governance of Walt Disney World's special district. This settlement not only ends a two-year standoff, but also signals a new chapter for one of the world's most beloved theme parks. The heart of the matter was the future development of Walt Disney World, with both parties locked in a disagreement that had led to a series of legal challenges. The resolution of this dispute in a state court has now overridden previous agreements, allowing the district to revert to an older operational plan. This strategic step back is seen as a move forward, clearing the path for future developments. Disney's decision to withdraw its appeal of a federal lawsuit, along with its state lawsuits against the district, marks a pivotal moment in this saga. Both Disney and Governor DeSantis have voiced their satisfaction with the outcome, emphasizing the potential for continued investment and job creation that the settlement brings. This mutual contentment underscores the significance of the resolution. A noteworthy aspect of the settlement is the composition of the new district board members, which includes a DeSantis appointee and a former advisor to the governor. Their involvement is expected to usher in a more cooperative era between Disney and the district, highlighting a strategic pivot towards collaboration over confrontation. This settlement not only concludes a prolonged period of tension, but also opens the door to a future where the state and Disney can work together more harmoniously. With both parties looking forward to investment and job creation, this agreement could mark the beginning of a prosperous new era for Walt Disney World and its millions of visitors. In a remarkable turn of events, Trump Media and Technology Group, or TMTG, sees its stock soar for a second day in a row, hitting a market cap of $7 billion after a SPAC merger, despite modest financials. This surge comes amid plans for a new streaming service and concerns over the company's future influence and legal challenges. TMTG, after merging with Digital World Acquisition Company, witnessed its stock price jump 14.2% for the second consecutive day. This leap in stock value has propelled the company's market capitalization to over $7 billion. This is particularly notable considering the company reported just $3.4 million in revenue and a $49 million loss for the first three quarters of 2023. The stock's behavior mirrors that of a meme stock, largely driven by sentiment and news surrounding former President Donald J. Trump, rather than the company's actual financial performance. Amidst this financial backdrop, TMTG announced plans to launch a non-woke streaming service, TMTG Plus, sparking debates over the company's valuation and the potential for foreign influence in U.S. politics if Trump were to be elected president again. Moreover, TMTG is navigating through turbulent waters with ongoing legal challenges, including lawsuits and a significant fine for allegedly inflating its assets for financial gain. These developments raise questions about the company's future direction, the impact of trader sentiment on its stock performance, and the broader implications for political and financial landscapes. As the total solar eclipse on April 8, 2024 draws near, Dayton is bracing for an extraordinary event expected to draw 1 million visitors. This isn't just any celestial occurrence, it's a once-in-a-lifetime spectacle, with the last total eclipse in Ohio dating back to 1806 and the next not predicted until 2099. Dayton's first responders are taking no chances, proactively ramping up their efforts to ensure the safety and well-being of both residents and visitors alike. Local fire departments are not only increasing their staffing levels, but are also advising the public to plan ahead. They're urging everyone to secure their viewing spots early and to avoid parking on roadways, a move aimed at preventing unnecessary congestion and ensuring emergency vehicles can navigate the city effectively. Moreover, residents are being advised to brace for potential communication challenges and to exercise patience as the influx of visitors could strain local infrastructure. The significance of this event cannot be overstated, not just for its rarity, but also for the unique challenges it presents. Safety is a paramount concern, with officials emphasizing the need for vigilance to prevent traffic accidents, a risk underscored by scientists who warn of a potential increase in fatal car crashes during the eclipse. The importance of using proper eye protection cannot be overlooked either, with authorities recommending specialized glasses available from reputable vendors like Kroger, Meijer, Walmart, and certified online retailers. In summary, as Dayton prepares for this historic event, the focus is on safety, preparation, and patience. With careful planning and adherence to safety guidelines, residents and visitors alike can experience the wonder of the total solar eclipse without compromising their well-being. In a significant escalation of trade tensions, China has taken the United States to the World Trade Organization, or WTO, challenging a recent U.S. policy that it views as discriminatory against its electric vehicle, or EV, industry. This complaint centers around a U.S. rule that effectively blocks tax credits for electric vehicles containing critical minerals or battery components sourced from Chinese companies, as well as those from Russia, North Korea, and Iran. China argues that this rule not only unfairly targets its products, but also distorts the landscape of fair competition and disrupts the global supply chain for new energy vehicles. The backdrop of this dispute is the growing global push towards electric vehicles as a means to combat climate change, with China being a dominant force in the electric vehicle battery market. However, the effectiveness of China's action at the WTO is clouded by uncertainty, given the current non-operational status of the WTO's appellate body. Adding another layer to this complex issue, the European Union has also initiated an investigation into Chinese subsidies for electric vehicles, reflecting broader concerns about fair competition in the global EV market. The new U.S. rule has significantly narrowed the field of electric vehicles eligible for tax credits, with only 13 of the more than 50 models on sale in the U.S. now qualifying. This has prompted automakers worldwide to scramble in adjusting their supply chains to comply with the new requirements. Chinese electric vehicle makers, such as NIO and BYD, have voiced their concerns about the challenges this poses for entering the U.S. market, though NIO's founder remains optimistic about their goal of entering the U.S. market by 2025. This dispute signals a critical juncture for the global electric vehicle market and the international supply chains that support it. The implications of this WTO complaint, coupled with the investigations into Chinese EV subsidies, could reshape the competitive landscape and influence the future direction of the electric vehicle industry worldwide. This has been your daily brief in U.S. News. To read more about these stories, follow the links in the episode bio. You can also subscribe to these updates via email at www.brief.news. For more daily podcasts about the topics you love, visit brief.news/podcasts. Tune in tomorrow. We'll be back with everything you need to know.